It's called the second thing, the Yisra Bo Me'elav. Only an Yisra that comes by itself. Rashi says, Goin Oichu Nevela B'Yom Kippurim. If somebody eats a Nevela on Yom Kippur, there it's also Machlekes Rabbonim Rabbi Shimon. The Mechayiv Rabbonim Chattis. Here the Rabbonim say you are Chayiv. Mishum Yom Kippur. The question is, Afagav Devi Nevela Mekami Yom Kippurim, even though it's us that eat this anyway, without Yom Kippur, it's a Nevela. So why is the Yisra Yom Kippur Chal? We owed Ein Yisra Chal Alissa. And the answer is that Yom Kippur is Chal because it's Chelul, it includes other things. Like before Yom Kippur, you're allowed to eat a Shruta. Now on Yom Kippur, Nigo, that Yom Kippur is Chal upon food that's Mutter, on a Shruta, it's also Chal upon an Issa of a Nevela. That's called Issa Chelul, but Habo Me'elav, the Issa comes by itself. But the Issa Habo, Ayidei Atzimoy, Lo Yamina, that's what Slokish Svarom, that Ayidei Atzimoy, here by Issa Shua, you do not say an Issa Chelul. So therefore, when you swear that you're not able to eat nevelas, that shua is not chal. Since the nevela part is usher anyway, the shua is not chal upon the nevela. Therefore, Rosh Lakish is the only answer why the Mishnah says the shua is chal is only because of a chatzi shir, the meforish, alibu the rabbanim. So it's like this. This shleim, the Rosh Lakish, according to Rosh Lakish, mishum hochi kapota Rabbi Shimon. Very good now, what Rabbi Shimon says the apota. Again, when you made a shua not eat, and eat nevelas, so according to Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah says Yipotah. Why does Rabbi Shimon say Yipotah? Why is the Shvu not Chal? The time you learned. Rabbi Shimon, Oimer, Kol Shul Lamakis. Lo Yomru, Kizayis, El Lekorbin. According to Rosh Lakish, is very good. The reason Rabbi Shimon says, Yipotah, because he holds Yechayiv on a Kol Shul. So, according to Rosh Lakish, the answer of the Mishnah is that you'll be Mefarish, that the Yitzhak Shvu should be Chal upon a Kol Shul. So Minastam, the Yisra Nevela is only Chal upon a Kezayis, therefore the Shvu is Chal. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that is Shita is all over. You get Malkis for a Kol Shu, so therefore the Shvu is not Chal, because anyway it's us to eat a Kol Shu of the Nevela. So according to Rosh Lakish, it's very good, why Rabbi Shimon says the Shvu is not Chal. But Elul le Rabbi Yechanan, the question is according to Rabbi Yechanan.
Yeah, again, the Gemara says, Elul le Rabbi Yechanan, for the Chur according to Rabbi Yechanan, my time with Rabbi Shimon the Potter, why does Rabbi Shimon say a Potter? Quench of Yechon, we're not talking about a chatzik zayis, but a chatzik shir. So Shalu is, since it's an Issa Mois, it's an Issa Kailo. So why does Rabbi Shimon argue on an Issa Kailo? If he said he swears that both he will not eat today, not shchutis and not nevelos. So why don't I say, migu is chal on a nevelo, on a shchutis is chal on a nevelo? So Mois says, midi hu time elu mishum, Issa Kailo. What's the reason why Rabbi Yechon says, yichayif him? Because you hold Issa Kailo, I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon the time, Rabbi Shimon goes according to his own time. The last like Issa Kailo, Rabbi Shimon does not hold from the side of an Issa Kailo. The Tanya will learn clearly. It says that Rabbi Shimon says, Ho'ichol nevela b'yom ha'kippurim, if somebody eats a nevela on Yom Kippur, potter. You should know he's potter from the chiyuv koris of Yom Kippur. He's potter, Rashi says, Michatis, lo'yosi koris yom ha'kippurim v'chal alitz nevela. Or Yisra Eben Achai, there is a current Rabbi Shimon, he does not hold from Issa Kailul. Therefore, since the Nevela was also teeth even before Yom Kippur, now that it becomes Yom Kippur, the Yisra of Yom Kippur is not Chal, therefore there's no Chiyav Koris, there's no Chiyav Chattis. That's Shan the Mishnah, the Mele Guru according to Rabbi Yechanan. The Mishnah is talking about an Issa Kailul, and that's why the Chom say Yechayiv, but the Pshat in Rabbi Yechanan, the Pshat in Rabbi Shimon is, Rabbi Shimon does not hold from an Issa Kailul. I think what it says, this Shleim of the Rosh Lakish is very good according to Rosh Lakish. The way he puts in our Mishnah, it's talking about Pachas Mikishir, so Mishkachas Lo Belavahein. You can make a shvua both that you will not eat a nevela, because Midrash that's only Yosar a Kezayis, you're making an Issa shvua even on a Chatzi Kezayis, so the Yitzur is Chal. And who Adin Behein? You could make a shvua, I will eat a nevela. But according to Rosh Lakish, Midrash there's no Issa Chatzi Shir. And even though we're not talking about Issa Chatzi Shir right now, even if Hashi would be Yosar, it's not on a Pharish Tikis, it's only Ribu Tikis, the Melech Shvu would be Chal. But you can make a Shvua that you will eat a Chatzi Kezayis of a Nevela. Therefore the Shvu is Chal. And like Rashi says, we hold late in the Gemara, that Ein Korban Shvua Bo, El Im Ke Matzu Meitzi Bo Lav Hain, it has to be possible to Lav and a Hain. The Chesiva says, Lohor Rala Hetiv, to Mash Madova Vechalufay, that either you could have made a Shvua, yes, I will do it, or you make a Shvua, no, I will not do it. So if we're talking about here by Nevela, Pachas Mikashir, it's good how you can have both types of Shvuas, a chilufa. Either you swear you will eat, or you swear you will not eat. Elul Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Yechanan, Bishlei Malav Mishkachaslo. Bishlei, if you swear you will not eat an Avela, and sure the reason why it's called because of a Kailol, you're swearing you will not eat a Shruta, and not an Avela, it's good why it's called. Elahain, but how could you swear you will eat an Avela? Heichi Mishkachaslo. How is the Shvua Chal Behain? Rashi says, like Shvua. Shoichal Nevelos or Shkutois, Mi Mishkachaslo, the Teichal and Nevelos, Levat or Shvua. Har Sinai, how could that be? The Meister Midiraisa, there's an Issa, not eat an Avela. So how could you tell me now that you, with your Kosi Yeshua, you will out eat it? Yeshua is Chal, Avad the Shvua is not Chal. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, why the Chal is this Shvua Chal? So our answer is true. Ela Kidderov, you have to come back to the answer at the beginning, was like Rav said, Yomar Rav, Rav says, Shvua Shlei Oichal. If somebody swears that he will not eat today, and the Yochal offer, throughout the day, the only thing that he eats is only dirt, is potter, Shno is potter. Because that's called an Achila, Shein Royal Achila Klau. Mashenkin and Nevela, a Nevela Lamaisa is called something that's Royal Achila. It's only called Yisura Hudirachiv Olei. In other words, we're coming back to answer the original question. The original question was, yes, to steer in the Mishnah. How come it says if you make a Shavuot eat and you eat things that are not Royal Achila, Yipoto, and then it says if you eat Nevelis, Yechayiv? The answer is, the Mishnah is talking about this time. In both cases, you made a Shavuot, you swore that you would not eat today. So the ratio that says you eat things that are not edible, it means something like dirt. If you eat something like dirt, that's not edible, Bechlau, then you're not over the Issa Shavuot. But if you eat Nevelis, a Trefus, that's not called a Dover, the Dvar Achila. It's only an arila that we had before. It's only a lion over it. But the maestro is something that's edible. So you make a shavuah stam. You swear you will not eat today. So such a shavuah is chal. And it's chal upon anything. You're not allowed to eat anything. You're not allowed to eat an avela either. And the same thing, you can make a shavuah of hain. You could swear that you will eat today. Because you're not saying before, you're not explaining the dafka the shavuah goes on the velas. If you're only saying clearly only in the velas, that's the question. How could you have a hain? How could you say yes, you will eat it? But since we're talking about a stam, that you stam swear that you will eat or you will not eat, therefore the shvu is chal. And the stira is, there's no stira because one is talking about midi de bar achila and the velo is a bar achila, you could eat it. Sony is awesome. Marshenkein dirt, that's called something that's not a bar achila. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Mori, afa na na mitnina, we also learn like this, that what that eating in the velo is called an achila. But it says in the Mishnah, koinim ishti nenesli, if somebody makes an isanedim, that my wife cannot have enjoyment from me if I ate today. And it came out that throughout the day the person did eat either a nevel or a treifos kosmer moshim. So that's called the keem of the tenai. You are mekayim your condition, and therefore the neder is chal. Your wife is also to have any enjoyment from you. So why? You made a condition if you will eat today, and all you ate was just nevelus. So we see that a nevel is called roel achila. Gemara says, no, hochi yashter, what's one have to do with the other? Hosam kivun di mikarochov. Are we in the case that the person throughout the day ate the nevela? And now at night time, behodi ishtambalei, now at night time he's making a shvua, he's getting angry with his wife at night time. He's telling his wife, listen, if I ate anything today, you should become osa to me. So, lamaisa, the person ate already the nevela today. So therefore there's a svarov